At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom! Lunchtime in Lincoln, and I'm in your face. In your face! 402-464-5685. The Sartor Hayman text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing? You're listening to The Cult of Personality by Living Color. One of the underrated great songs in American history. Bravo. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. If you have not downloaded the Ticket app, find it in your store, on your phone, load it. It travels anywhere, anytime. You get what we're putting out there. If you're smelling what we're cooking, you can just download the app, and it goes everywhere. Few things. Again, we thank some of our friends, the folks from Canterbury Street Market. Dan Swanson, appreciate you, bro. Taking care of our wrestlers and our talent. Always appreciating that. Sweet Things by Marcy. Great delivery. Great sandwiches today on croissants. See, that tells me you care. If you can make 50 sandwiches using croissant bread and have it be like just on point, bravo. Bravo, Marcy. So Sweet Things by Marcy, you can find her on social media. And again, they're right around the corner down here in downtown Lincoln. So you can stop by. She didn't do soup today, but she always is baking. She's always looking out for folks. So, you know, take care of our people who take care of our people. Keith, I get it. Like he says, I'll never be able to not associate that song with CM Punk. Fine. I happen to be a member of the I saw Living Color in DC back in the early point of their career before they had really blown up. And it really is one of the best albums ever created. That song, of course, led the way, but that album is just insane. So if you haven't jumped on YouTube and checked it out, Living Color, not the TV show, the band, do that. I have some news for y'all, and I need your input as well. So this will be a conversation. I will pass along some information, and then I will ask for your input on what I'm about to talk about. When I got to Lincoln, several different points in this thing, and Bach can validate most of this himself through conversations of what I thought sports radio was about and should be about and could be about. And I said that I thought that there were some opportunities here in Lincoln to cover sports in a different kind of way than it was currently being done circa 2018-2019. I just thought that for people who love sports, and then for people who love Husker sports, and then people who love Lincoln sports, you deserve better. We deserve better. And some people like with the nerve of this guy to say that, you know, the way we're doing it is wrong. I didn't say it was wrong. I just said I wanted to do it different. And I thought that different conversations and a different type of sports radio where it wasn't take radio, it was conversational radio. And it could be passionate, but it should also be about what we know and what we want to know, right? What we know and what we want to know. And the question about what Lincoln and what Nebraska sports fans want their sports talk to sound like, look like, and be about, I'm open to that conversation. I don't have all the answers, but I do work really hard at getting to the right question. Like, it's not my job to have every answer. It really should be my mission to get to the right question. And too many folks with a microphone think they have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. I will try to get to the right question. And here's what I thought. That I was told that 6 hours a day of sports, local sports talk was enough. I didn't agree. I was told that, you know, there's certain folks who would be listened to. And I was like, well, that doesn't really necessarily make sense, because if you all love the same things, it should be easy to get together and have those conversations. And then I thought, there may be a way to extend this thing. And then, you know, I mean, the only ticket I knew was down on 48th. But I saw the ticket differently than it currently existed. And I had these conversations, whether it was with Connor Happer, Mark Onweiler, Tom Stevens, Jake Bachoven. We had these discussions over what could it look like? Like, what could it actually be? And 5 years ago, in having these conversations, there were more barriers put in place and more people going, nah, that's never going to happen. And here we are, down at the corner of 11th and O, in a wonderful location and a wonderful facility. It's a fun place to come to work, right? We get to see people all day. We get to look out the window here. We get to see Lincoln active. Like, we get to see part. We get to see Lincoln in a way that not everybody does. Like, we see the traffic. We see how busy things are. We see the weather. We see how people are dressed. We see moods, right? We see all of these things. And then we get to tell the story. We get to, you know, we literally have a camera that goes to the street so that there are times when, especially, you know, game days, pregames, that sort of thing, where we can put that camera on, make it active on the stream, and let people know what's going on down here. And I think we've done a pretty good job of honoring what that could be. Then there are the things forward that, have we done enough? Are we good enough? I don't think anybody here thinks we're good enough. I think everybody here aspires and strives to get better every day at what we do and to present sports and ourselves in the best way possible. And so I thought that when we built this location, that I wanted the ability to cover more sports. And we wanted to cover more sports better. So here's a question for you all, if you're listening, and get your texting fingers ready, because we have the opportunity to cover more better. So what if I said that May 1st, or in that proximity, that another station, another service will be provided, that we are currently efforting to get our podcast studio upgraded and available for use. And to take that studio and whatever content that comes out of it and get it to you all, and it'll remain free. Like, we don't charge subscriptions. Like, if it's a conversation that we're having, we want you to have it. We want you to have it for free. Not everybody does that. Not everybody does that. Plus, we are FCC regulated. And we're bonded. And we're boundary to be effective and true. So it can't just be a rant and rave podcast. But what if I asked you, if we could bring additional coverage or different conversations or different sports to the airwaves, and we did them under one umbrella, what would we call that? And we landed on this, Ticket 2. Ticket 2, May 1st, 2025.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Podcast studio with every access and resource that Ticket One has. The ability to stream that on the app, and again, I keep asking you to download the app because there's more content coming, right? That we will be able to stream two things at the same time and you can choose, right? So imagine Royals and our local programming, but also imagine that now we will be able to create more content and get more content for you. So the question from me to you is this: should this be Little League? Lincoln Little League, Lincoln Sports, more Lincoln High School Sports? Should this be more Lincoln Salt Dogs, Stars? There's a women's professional football team. There's also there's some basketball minor league stuff happening. And that you'll have the ability to get this content and stream it. We will also just imagine that there will be the terrestrial brick and mortar ticket. But also imagine Ticket 2, which provides a broadcast house. Air quotes. Because I'm mean like that sometimes. Where local podcasts have the opportunity to be broadcast and shared in full with all the bells and whistles that come with all the boundaries that are required by the FCC. And so my thought was, is it, you know, Little League? Is that the way? Or is it we use that to help us so that we can carry more NFL, more NBA, more Major League Baseball, and still carry the local terrestrial Lincoln conversations? Or we could take Ticket 2 and turn it into a conversation pool, panel series. It could be that we use it for the nonprofits in the area who want to share what they do and share some of the stories, and we give them a formal kind of lineup to be able to do it, right? That I think to start 12 hours a day, but the podcast studio would be available. You can rent it out and you could set time precedent, you know, preference. We can do all that. It will have an amazing backdrop. I can tell you that the backdrop to the wall is going to be pretty spectacular. And this will be a sit down studio. Right? So, a few things in place. It is a thing. To the text line, are you still working on getting more live college and professional sports broadcasts as well? Yes. Yes, we are. Because that allows us to do that, and that we could stream them. We could actually, and the ability will, we will actually be able to broadcast live on the terrestrial Ticket 1 from Ticket 2. And just like we do with the Royals, it would allow us another whole thing that we do for those sports entities that allow us to stream only. We could do that. You know, the Westwood ones and that sort of thing, we can do that. They don't particularly care that we just have it on the terrestrial. They want their content out there. Drew in Lincoln says it should be focused on local sports. And again, I'm open. This is why we're having the conversation, because there are several oars in the water about what we could do with it. He says should be focused on local sports. Nebraska high school athletes and coaches also love the MLB and NFL games. Again, this is I'm open to the conversation. Now is your time, because as I move forward after this hour, DP's moving. Like, he's, if you don't know anything about me, know this. It won't take long for me to get active in what we want to do. So it is a full thing, right? The text line will work in there. We'll be able to stream. Imagine that local businesses that have smaller budgets than the big budget folks who want to advertise and partner with some of these shows will be able to do so on Ticket 2. Imagine community-based radio and content, right? Pretty simple in theory, but now here's another thing, right? It has some opportunity. Husker P says this, as a Husker fan who lives away from Lincoln, it's difficult to get good Husker coverage. Greatly appreciative of the ticket, much props. Wouldn't the second ticket sound better? Just an opinion. Marketing folks have been around. Ticket 2 is where they landed. Ticket 2. Aaron G says local billiards, disc golf, fishing. Here's the thing, the coverage of it, as long as there is a market for it and some niche programming, this certainly is where this would fit. There are a lot of folks who want to do podcasts. You know what? You know, they don't have thousands of dollars a month, but they do have a budget. Okay. We'll be able to rent it out. Remember, we still have to pay for a producer to be in there. We have to pay for the production and the editing of the content. We have to have a radio police in there too. There has to be somebody in there that says, nope, can't say that. Can't do it. You cannot. Now, there are a ton of podcasts, right? That want exposure. It's also going to be a breeding ground for content, because if you're on Ticket 2 and your content is good and you build up a following, there's the option for that to move to Ticket 1. Like, there are tons of people who are like, well, man, I would love to do a podcast. And I would, you know what? Ticket 2 may be your window. And the rules still apply. One, it still has to be sellable. Two, there has to be market for it. Three, you have to follow the same rules as Ticket 1 when it comes to talking about what you know and what you believe you know, rather than giving hot takes and nonsense. It is not for hot take radio. That's not what it is. It's not a blue language podcast studio. Nope, that's not what we're doing. That is not what I'm doing. I'm telling you that in advance. I'll say it. But it is an opportunity for conversations. Conversations about what you do professionally. Whatever you aspire to. It could be coaches. It could be teachers and educators. There's opportunity. And for the nonprofits, it's an opportunity to really just kind of talk about what you're doing. Right? Well, So Texter says, whatever you do, it needs to be Ticket 2, T-O, right? As your ticket to Lincoln Sports, your ticket to Lincoln High School Sports, rather than the Ticket 2. But no, literally, you just made my point. It is the Ticket 2, whatever the next great thing is.
Think of it like ESPN 2. I don't know.
What?
Like a lot of people haven't.
Fuck that. I don't know why that's difficult.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Like that. Literally, like, you know, like we're headed towards the Ocho.
That's right.
Right. but yes. And Texas says if we can get more live sports and less about business or pro marketing. Well, here's the thing. The weeding process will take care of itself. Folks, if you, the listeners, if en masse you say we want more live sports, then you have to tell me what live sports. What live sports are you talking about? Nebraska Live Sports, Lincoln Live Sports, what are you talking about? Or NFL, NBA, right? Because the moment you run a bunch of NHL games and a bunch of people go, well, why? Why? Well, why would I care? Right? Because you can go get that. But if you tell me that it's local sports, then tell me that, right? So that we know how we process this thing. And then here, Texter says this, Ticket 2 should be national focused, more NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, golf, etc. Again, this is why we're having the conversation, because it's a chance. I want Ticket to be to be your voice. I want it to be your, I want the listeners to be able to have voice. And I, again, in my, in a perfect world, the idea would be that we create like the Ticket 2 fan club and create a panel of listeners who have these conversations on a weekly basis, right? Nobody's coming in going to do a show every day, but I think it would make sense that, you know, once a week, some of these things would fall in place. And in your idea, in your suggestion, the suggestion shouldn't be what you don't want it to be. It should be what you want it to be. Ticket 2 is added value. It's plus. It could be Ticket Plus. Think of it that way. Ticket Plus, right? But it'll be called Ticket 2 because the marketing people have already agreed that that was, they've done their panel and research and that is the best thing. And they, hey, tell you, we've already got the logo. So already done. We'll take a break here. When we come back, there's another facet to this. There's another tentacle to this. And I will go through that idea with you as well. Here, one-on-one, 93.7 Ticket.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.